The Senate will please come to order, and the clerk will please call the roll.
Atkinson, Atkinson, Bates, Bonamici, Bonamici, Boquist, Boquist, Burdick, Burdick, Carter, Carter, Devlin,
here.
Dingfelder, Dingfelder, Ferrioli, Ferrioli, George, George, Gerard, Gerard, Hass, Johnson, Johnson, Cruz, Cruz, Metzger, Bonas Anderson, Monroe, Monroe, sorry, Morissette, Morissette, Morse, Morse, Nelson, Nelson, Prozanski, Rosenbaum, Schrader, Starr, Starr, Telfer, Telfer, Berger, Berger, Walker, Walker, Whitsett, Whitsett, Winters, Winters, President Courtney.
He's here. Show him.
Senator Devlin. Will the Democratic members of the Senate go off the floor and go to the back room on that side of the chamber?
Now present, and we will post the colors, and Senator Jackie Dingfelder will lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance. The invocation today is by Minister Daniel Bryant from the First Christian Church in Eugene.
I invite you to be in a spirit of prayer with me. Great Spirit of the universe, who has shone from the stars and twirled with the planets since the beginning of time, who swam with the salmon and soared with the eagle long before civilization was born, who walked with native peoples in this land for centuries, who sailed across the oceans with explorers and pilgrims to this country, and across the mountains with the pioneers to this place. You have brought us together, fish and fowl, native and settler, farmer and farm workers, blue collar and white collar, Republican and Democrat, Jew, Christian, Muslim, Hindu, Buddhist, people of faith and people of no faith, but all with a heritage that brings us together in this time and place. Creator of all living things, help us to learn how to live together as one community for the good of all, especially now. Give us wisdom to choose not in the interest of a few, but of the whole, including future generations who will also farm these lands, fish these rivers, and enjoy the beauty of your mountains, forests, and valleys. Help us to see that the most important decisions we make are not about our livelihoods or our economies, but our existence as a people that must live in harmony with our neighbors and our environment if we are to live at all. Governor of all good things, bless these legislators gathered here this day. May they not only represent the interests of those who place them in office, but also those who have no voice in public affairs, those who lack shelter or adequate health care, those who lack means to pay energy bills or mortgages, those who have been downsized, outsourced, let go, but still are valued members of our communities. For ultimately, it is how we treat the least of these that is the measure by which the greatness of a society is determined. When this day is done and this session ends, may we look back and say, your spirit was with us this day. In the name of the source of life, we pray. Amen.
Thank you, Senator Dingfelder, for leading us in the pledge, and thank you, Minister Daniel Bryant. Courtesies of the Senate, recognize Senator Pazansky, please.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, I just want to take an opportunity to thank good preacher Dan Bryant for being here today. Dan and I have had many opportunities to work together over the years in our community of Eugene Springfield. He is one that I can truly say, Mr. President, is someone that not only preaches, but he practices what he preaches. He is a man of his word, a man that follows his word and actually delivers that message in many acts in the communities that he serves. And Eugene Springfield area is blessed by having him there and being a participant in our community. I welcome him here today and ask for courtesies to be extended to him.
Thank you. Yes, the courtesies of the Senate would be extended to the Minister Bryant. Thank you again for your invocation. Further courtesies, recognize Senator Chris Telfer, please.
Thank you, Mr. President. I would like courtesies extended to my guest today, Bill Horn, who is one of my four brothers, who has traveled here today from New Hampshire. Bill is the father of five. He graduated from University of Vermont in a major, which is the only person I ever know have known who has majored in statistics. So thank you.
Thank you, Bill. We're very pleased you come to all the way to us from New Hampshire. You graduated from the University of Vermont. They are the Catamounts. And I graduated from the University of Rhode Island. They are the Rams. So I'm very familiar with your alma mater. It's a great, great school. It's a great, great place. And I don't know the nickname, UNH. That one skips my mind, so I'm sort of messed up there. So thank you for coming. We'd like to extend the official courtesies of the Senate to you. It's an honor to have you here. Have a good day in our capital. Are there further courtesies? Remonstrances? Recognize Senator Lori Montes Anderson, please.
Thank you, Mr. President. Colleagues, today is Healthy Kids Learn Better Advocacy Day, and there are a number of people here in the building that are committed to reducing physical, social, and emotional barriers to learning, and the Healthy Kids Learn Better Coalition is an instigator of that wonderful effort. And they are continuing to work on connections between health and education. And colleagues, we need to pay attention to our health, and I want you all to go down from 12 to 12:30. They are offering afternoon yoga calm with school nurses in room 50 for legislators and staff. This is 12 to 12:30. Thank you.
Thank you. Recognize Senator Joanne Berger, please.
Thank you, Mr. President. As we celebrate Oregon's 150th birthday, I think it's really important that we remember some of these people that contributed so much to this state. One of those was a civil engineer, graduated in Iowa from the university there, and then came to Oregon Agriculture College, which now is Oregon State University, to teach. And his name was Conda McCullough. In 1919, he was made head of the Bridge Division for the Oregon Department of Transportation. During that time, he created some very beautiful bridges. If you drive from Brookings to Astoria, you will pass over probably a dozen of these bridges. He actually built or designed 600 bridges worldwide, but he was known for the ones that are on 101. And during the time that he designed many of them, it was when the state was finishing 101. You know, the McCullough bridges are not just recognized because they have wonderful spires and Art Deco. They are remembered as being structurally very sound and passing the test of time in their structure and in their strength. And so today it gives me great pleasure to remember Conda McCullough. When he died in 1946, I believe it was, the bridge at Coos Bay was changed from that name, the Coos Bay Bridge, to the Conda Memorial Bridge, McCullough, Conda McCullough Memorial Bridge. And so I think, Mr. President, as we celebrate the sesquicentennial birthday, we need to remember others. And so I ask my colleagues to think of others who have contributed much to the state of Oregon.
Thank you. Recognize Senator Jackie Winters, please.
Thank you, Mr. President. Colleagues, on your desk this morning is a report entitled Replication Process Report for the Marion County Methamphetamine Eradication Project Executive Summary, which Senator Courtney and I co-chaired, and in that is, I encourage you to read it, in there is how we in Marion County work together between the private and the public sector in order to actually focus on the eradication of mid and upper level drug dealers, as well as bringing the community together to address some of those fallout issues that evolve when you're going after those drug dealers and taking care of children and their families. I think you will find it a very useful document, and hopefully one that maybe your community can replicate what we have done in this community to bring private and public agencies and businesses together to direct it towards a particular focus, and that is the eradication of methamphetamine in our communities.
Thank you, Senator Winter. Recognize Senator Devlin, please.
Thank you, Mr. President, members of the Senate. Mr. President, Could you please extend courtesies to the students of Horizon Elementary, their fourth grade class? There are 81 students, or at least it looks like 81, it's probably 31 students, would be a very large class, and their teacher, Judy Smith.
Without objection, we'll return to the order of courtesies, and I would like to recognize the students from Horizon Elementary School. Are they there? They are. They're up there. I'm very pleased that you would come to the state capitol today with your teacher, Judy Smith. It's your state capitol. It's an honor and a privilege to have you here, and we hope you enjoy your day and come back and see us again. Thank you. Without objection, we return to the order of remonstrances. Messages from the governor.
To the Honorable President of the Senate of the 74th Legislative Assembly, attaches a list of the governor's appointments to state boards and commissions subject to Senate confirmation in the manner provided by ORS 171562 and ORS 171565. These appointments and reappointments are subject to your consideration and will be effective upon Senate confirmation. Sincerely, Ted Kolongowski, Governor. State Board of Chiropractic Examiners, Ann Golding. Columbia River Gorge Commission, Barbara Roberts. Oregon Board of Dentistry, Darren Huddleston, Jill Mason. Oregon Care Commission, Judith Cuneo. Land Conservation and Development Commission, Greg McPherson. State Parks and Recreation Commission, James Brown. Oregon Patient Safety Commission Board of Directors, Norman Gruber. Board of Commissioners of the Oregon International Port of Coos Bay, Jerry Hample, Caddy McEwen, Daniel Smith. Psychiatric Security Review Board, Robert McKelvey. Commission for Women, Karen Shimada.
Messages from the House.
Mr. President, I'm here by speaking to the form that the House has passed House Bill 2198.
Reports from special conference committees, reports from standing committees, in accordance with SR 8.551, committee report summary number 6. Was distributed to members January 30th. Committee report number 7 was distributed today. This information will be recorded in the Journal of the State's report in its so ordered. Reports from special committees.
Propositions and motions. Chair recognizes Senator Courtney.
I request unanimous consent to declare a potential conflict of interest on Senate Bill 5562 and Senate Bill 338.
All right, Senator Courtney has requested unanimous consent to declare potential conflicts of interest on Senate Bill 5562 and Senate Bill 338. Is there any objection? Not? So ordered.
My fellow senators, I do want to say something. I thank you. Obviously, I've had a difficult weekend. This issue came to my attention on Friday, as you may know. I did enter a potential conflict of interest in the Subcommittee of Ways and Means on capital construction. The bill then came to the floor. I spoke to the bill on the floor, as you may, and I did not file a potential conflict of interest at that time. I just simply forgot. I have no excuses to make. I forgot. I hope you all know that I would never intentionally and willingly and consciously violate any rule of this Senate or do anything intentionally or willingly to bring dishonor on this Senate. So I'm very grateful that you allow me to do this. And while I've learned over the weekend, at least in terms of legal legislative counsel, there is some doubt even if I have one, a conflict of interest, we all have to live with the conflict of interest issue as to whether we're in or out. And just to be safe, I wish I had and I should have entered a potential conflict of interest just before I voted on these two pieces of legislation last Wednesday. Thank you for allowing me to do it at this time.
Conflict shall be entered. Action on executive appointments requiring Senate confirmation. Introduction and first reading of Senate measures.
Senate Joint Resolution 14, proposed amendment to Oregon Constitution related sessions of the Legislative Assembly. Senate Joint Resolution 15, declaring President Abraham Lincoln as Honorary Territorial Governor, February 12, 2009. Senate Joint Resolution 16, designating Osprey as official state bird. Senate Joint Resolution 17, proposed amendment to Oregon Constitution related to redistricting. Senate Joint Resolution 18, proposed amendment to Oregon Constitution related to legislative review of administrative rules. Senate Bill 397, relating to setting aside arrests for traffic offenses. Senate Bill 398, relating to equines. Senate Bill 399, relating to rollover contributions. Senate Bill 400, relating to shellfish. Senate Bill 401, relating to conditional release. Senate Bill 402, relating to conditional release. Senate Bill 403, relating to wrongful death actions, declaring emergency. Senate Bill 404, relating to attorneys. Senate Bill 405, relating to mental property. Senate Bill 406, relating to firearms. Senate Bill 407, relating to state police. Senate Bill 408, relating to athletics at Oregon State University, appropriate money, and declaring emergency. Senate Bill 409, relating to BlackBerry. Senate Bill 410, relating to informed consent. Senate Bill 411, relating to motor vehicle liability insurance. Senate Bill 412, relating to a presidential primary election. Senate Bill 413, relating to legislative assembly. Senate Bill 414 related to county funding and declaring emergency. Senate Bill 415 related to water law training for administrative law judges. Senate Bill 416 related to administrative law judges. Senate Bill 417 related to sale of forest products. Senate Bill 418 related to expenditure of lottery monies and declaring emergency. Senate Bill 419 related to sex offenders. Senate Bill 420 related to electric assisted bicycles. Senate Bill 421 related to school districts declaring emergency. Senate Bill 422 related to driving while suspended. Senate Bill 423 related to use of state parks by persons with adopted children. Senate Bill 424 related to forfeiture of water rights. Senate Bill 425 related to wildlife. Senate Bill 426 related to drugs in the workplace. Senate Bill 427 related to drug-free workplace policies. Senate Bill 428 related to members of the State Board of Education. Senate Bill 429 related to destination resorts. Senate Bill 430 related to destination resorts and declaring emergency. Senate Bill 431 related to destination resorts. Senate Bill 432 related to motor vehicle insurance. Senate Bill 433 related to dogs in the state capitol.
These are transmitted to the desk for referral. The potential conflict of interest that I have is that I work for Western Oregon University. Please let the record show that. Second reading of Senate measures.
Senate Bill 56 relating to a complaint of discriminatory practice. Senate Bill 60 relating to fees incurred by the Bureau of Labor and Industries for collection of judgment. Senate Bill 164 relating to reports for assets or public assistance purposes. Senate Bill 173 relating to membership of the State Board of Psychologist Examiners. Senate Bill 174 relating to State Board of Psychologist Examiners. Senate Bill 234 relating to procedure for judicial review of land use decisions. Senate Bill 240 relating to personal information about debtors and declaring emergency.
Is it passed to the calendar? Third reading of Senate measure. The clerk will read the bill.
Senate Bill 5543 relating to State Financial Administration and declaring emergency.
Recognize Senator Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. President. This bill comes to you unanimously from the Full Ways and Means Committee with one excused. Senate Bill 5543 increases the Judicial Department's 07-09's other fund expenditure limitation by $4 million for the Oregon E-Court Program. The success of Oregon E-Court Program is critical to Oregon. The Chief Justice of the Oregon Supreme Court and the Oregon Legislature are equally committed to the success of E-Court. The other funds expenditure limitation will continue the program and also remedy longstanding deficiencies and reduce unnecessary program risks. The department was directed to report back to the 2009 legislature on its progress in completing the deliverables identified by the emergency board and the quality assurance contractor. The department was also directed to provide a detailed plan for its recently announced revised approach to the E-Court program. The Joint Committee on Ways and Means recommended that the Department of Administrative Services include $7.5 million in certificates for the Oregon E-Court program in the February 09 certificate of participation sale. The balance of the February 09 COP issuance, which will be $3.5 million, may be available to fund any future requests by the Department for either the 07 or 09 biennium or the 09-11 biennium through October 2009. If this measure does not become law prior to the February COP sale, the Judicial Department will have to wait until October 2009 for additional funding, which is when the next COP sale by the Department of Administrative Services is tentatively scheduled. Any such delay will significantly curtail the E-Court program activities. Your Joint Committee on Ways and Means recommends approval of Senate Bill 5543 as amended.
Thank you. Is there discussion on the measure that's just been put before us? Seeing none, Senator Johnson, do you wish to close?
Do not. Thank you.
Question number is upon third reading, the final passage of the Senate Bill 5543. Question arises upon 35. Those who are of the opinion the bill shall pass, say aye. Those opposed, no. Clerk, please call the roll.
Farioli. Farioli. George. Farioli. Gerard. Gerard. Hass. Johnson. Cruz. Metzger, Bonas Anderson, Monroe, Morissette, Morris, Nelson, Prezansky, Rosenbaum, Schrader, Starr, Telfer, Berger, Walker, Whitsett, Winters, Atkinson, Bates. Bonamici. Boquist. Burdick. Carter. Devlin. Dingfelder. President Courtney. Voting no. Boquist. Ferrioli. George. Excuse. Bates.
Get a copy of my opinion. Take the
26 eyes.
The Senate Bill 5543 has received constitutional majority and is declared passed. Without objection, we will carry over the remaining bills to the next floor session day. First reading of House measures.
Get a copy of my opinion. House Bill 2198 relating to life insurance producer continuing education requirements.
Transfer to the President's referral. Second reading of House measures. Third reading of House measures. Other business Senate, according to the SR 8.403 committee referral list 21-22 were distributed to the members January 29th. Referral list 23 was distributed today. The referrals were recorded in the journal and the study report is so ordered. A copy of committee assignments I have made has been distributed to the members' chamber desk and will be recorded in the journal and the study report is so ordered. Announcement. Recognize Senator Ferrioli, please.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, just a reminder to the Republicans that we have a joint caucus at noon in room 350 to discuss very important issues. So, colleagues, get your lunch and come to the Senate or to room 350 for a joint caucus.
Thank you, Senator. Recognize Senator Devlin.
Thank you, Mr. President. Colleagues, Senate Democrats go directly to room 357. That's the judiciary room on the House side of the building. Do not go back to your offices. Go there. We are late for a joint caucus that was supposed to start at 10:30.
Thank you. If there's no further announcements, and without objection, the Senate is adjourned until 11:15 on Wednesday, which is February 4th.